Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
This is the main evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, Gardaí are investigating if two men in separate murders in Sligo met their attackers online. Last night, the remains of 58-year-old Michael Snee were discovered in Sligo, a day after the body of 42-year-old Aidan Moffat was also found in the town. Expect to get €50 off gas bills and €70 off electricity a year after VAT changes were confirmed by the government today. The Cabinet agreed a package of measures, which also includes scrapping the €50 PSO levy and a €100 payment being made to those on fuel allowance. And questions have been asked of Donegal County Council over major delays in the application process for the Mica Redress Scheme. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more, and Oisin Kelly will be here with the latest in sport, all within the next half hour. To this evening's top story, and Gardaí are continuing to investigate if two men found dead in separate murders in Sligo met their attackers online. Last night, the remains of 58-year-old Michael Snee were discovered at his home on Connaughton Road, a day after the body of 42-year-old Aidan Moffat was found at Cartron Heights in the town. Two separate murder investigations have now been launched, and a man in his early 20s has been arrested. Chief Superintendent Aidan Glacken from Sligo Garda Station says officers are now also analysing another incident that occurred in the Sligo area recently.
We continue to explore all of the circumstances of these cases and are examining another recent incident which occurred in the Sligo area. I am appealing to any person who may have been the subject of any unwanted approaches or who was assaulted or otherwise attacked to contact the incident room at Sligo Garda Station.
The Justice Minister says that attacks motivated by hate should be behind us after the deaths of the two men in Sligo this week. Helen McEntee says that laws that would more harshly punish homophobic attacks and other hate crimes would be brought forward in a matter of weeks.
These are incidents that we thought were behind us. And again, I just want to reassure people that any crimes that are motivated by hate or by prejudice or by discrimination will not be tolerated, will carry higher sentences. And I hope to introduce the hate crime bill in a matter of weeks to respond.
Tributes have been paid to 42-year-old Aidan Moffat, whose body was found at his home in Sligo on Monday night. Blaine Gaffney is a community activist and local area representative for Fine Gael in Sligo and became friends with Mr. Moffat through political circles. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Mr. Gaffney says the situation in Sligo is beyond comprehension.
It doesn't seem real. It does not seem real. This is like, we heard of the attack on Friday and quite concerned considering what was potentially being discussed, and then obviously this heartbreak for what happened on Monday evening, or Sunday evening, but we heard about it on Monday. And then to hear this again this morning, I think people were just pure numb and shocked and knocking doors. But the only positive thing we're learning is that potentially that the suspect that they believe may have been linked to these three horrific things is in custody, and that's somewhat reassuring in some small sense. It's crazy. It's just beyond. But again, I just think it's important that what we're going to hear over the next couple of days is horrific. It's going to be discussed in detail in the media, and that is going to be the headline, whereas I think we should be focusing on the type of person who Aidan was.
Expect to get €50 off your gas bill and €70 off your electricity bill this year after VAT changes were confirmed by government today. The Cabinet has agreed a package of measures, which also includes scrapping the €50 PSO levy, as well as a €100 payment to be made to those on fuel allowance. The cuts to excise duty on petrol and diesel have also been extended until budget time in October. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says the measures announced today will make a difference to energy bills.
The VAT reduction agreed today will result in savings over €50 on an annual gas bill and €70 on an annual electricity bill. So these measures will more than fully offset the increase in carbon taxation.
Questions are being asked of Donegal County Council over major delays in the application process for the Mica Redress Scheme. A substantial amount of applications are said to be stalled at Stage 1, while other families are waiting up to 9 months at Stage 2. Those affected have expressed frustration at the lack of progress being made. And MEGA campaigner Eileen Doherty says she believes the issue lies with the council.
There's nothing to suggest that they should be stuck in the system. And there's absolutely lots of them that are. We don't believe that this is a directive from the department. We believe that this is an issue at the local authority level.
The Cairnlock of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jack Murray, says a pre-planning system now needs to be put in place to speed up the process.
So we would have a system, like a pre-planning system, where the council would go out, sit with the engineer with a very stringent checklist saying, if you don't have all this information, I can't proceed. Sit down, be an hour, 2 hours, talk through the entire process, make sure that every single piece of information is complete, and then move forward and hopefully remove that painful delay and unacceptable delay that has existed.
There have been further calls for dedicated staff at Donegal County Council offices to help people with applications for the MICA redress scheme. Inishowen has been deemed as the epicentre of the ongoing crisis, and it's thought that the focus now should be on housing for staff in the Carndonagh and Buncrana offices. Councillor Rena Donaghy says there are a lot of homeowners who find it difficult to access the scheme for a myriad of reasons. Councillor Donaghy says it would make sense if there were dedicated personnel in situ who could make the process a bit easier.
A lot of people are not even computer literate, or they may not even have a device to do it with. Now, about 6 months ago, I contacted the partnership, the office in Cairn and the office in Buncrana, and asked them, would they help out with this process? And they very kindly did say that they would. But we just need dedicated staff in the Cairn office and in the Buncrana office that are familiar and have the update on MICA to help people coming in with queries and also with the application process, as I say, the uploading of them and sending them off to Lifford and that. So I would like if that could be put in place sooner rather than later, because it is needed on a day-to-day basis.
And is the absence of dedicated staff in turn slowing up the process of applications going through the system?
Well, it would help if the staff were there, because people have to think about, where am I? Now, I had a number of people who came to me about the application process, you know, because they just hadn't a clue. And there's a lot of documentation that you have to apply a lift with the application. You have to append it to the application and scan it on and stuff, you know, and people are just not au fait with that process. And it certainly would take a lot of pressure off the applicant, because God knows they have enough pressure with their houses having MICA.
A man remains in Garda custody following the death of an elderly woman in a house fire in Donegal. The body of the woman in her 80s was found after emergency services attended the blaze in the Duhurry area yesterday afternoon. The man, who is in his 60s, was arrested for criminal damage offences and is being held at Ballyshannon Garda Station. Ukraine's president insists that Russia is now using phosphorus bombs against his forces. Speaking through a translator, Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the Estonian parliament earlier today. He condemned the clear terror that had been inflicted on civilians in Ukraine, as well as the alleged war crimes committed by Russia in his country.
They did that knowingly. There is no crime which Russian soldiers didn't commit. We will investigate all these war crimes and we will find the guilty ones.
4,728 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in the Republic of Ireland today. 2,098 of those were confirmed by a PCR, while 2,630 people registered a positive antigen test. There's been a drop of 71 in the number of people in hospital with the virus, down to 933. Meanwhile, 58 patients are now in ICU, an increase of 5. 50 people have died in our roads so far this year. That's up 21 compared to the same time last year. The RSA and Gardaí have launched the Easter Bank Holiday Road Safety Appeal today. With more, here's JJ Clark.
Gardaí and the RSA are calling on Irish road users to take care this Easter weekend. Assistant Garda Commissioner Paula Hillman says the message of the appeal is clear.
Do not drink and drive, do not take drugs and drive, and also to consider the morning after, especially if you have been drinking the night before, drinking into the early hours of the morning.
Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority Sam Wade explains the who and the where of the road fatalities.
Over 84% of the fatalities are male. And the majority of fatalities, 62%, or on rural roads.
Director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, Professor Dennis Cusack, explains how drugs and alcohol affect driving.
Alcohol and cannabis basically slow you down. Other things like cocaine, amphetamines and methamphetamines basically speed you up. So you overdo things, you overestimate your own skills. You underestimate the risk.
With an average of 15 people dying on Irish roads every month this year to date, it's been an appalling start to 2022. The key message for Irish drivers is plan how you're going to get home safely. Don't drink or drug drive. And finally, take extra care this weekend.
There have been calls for an urgent meeting over coastal erosion in Inishowen. The ongoing issue is said to be of major concern in the Lag, Culdaff and Ballyliffin areas. Councillor Martin McDermott has proposed a meeting be held with the relevant department in a bid to find a pathway forward. He says despite numerous attempts to engage with the relevant body so far, the matter seems to be falling on deaf ears.
We've been taking this up for quite a long time. We have major issues at Culdaff. We have major issues in Malin and Lag. We have major issues in Ballyliffin and the Pollen Beach. We've been trying now for months, over a year now, to get a meeting with the OPW. It's fallen on deaf ears. I know the chief executive of Donegal County Council, we'd sent a report to him, and I know he's working on that at the minute, and he did say to me that he would come back to me and have a discussion on conversations that he's having with the department. But, I mean, I just feel, and I've felt this for quite some time, that the department and the OPW have no interest whatsoever in dealing with the coastal erosion issues that we have here in Donegal. They've made it quite clear by not replying to emails and not replying to requests for a meeting. The minister came to the county 14 months now. We've been trying to get a meeting. He came to the county 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago and still hasn't offered a hand to come here to Inishowen to see what we're on about, what the issues we have. And it's just totally unacceptable.
And unfortunately, this is something that, unless action is taken, it's just going to get worse.
There was a survey done that proves how much worse it's going to get over the next 40 to 50 years. And I think that, you know, it's important now that we, as public representatives here in Inishowen, do what we can to stop that happening and not leaving it for the next generation to deal with. And I think that's what we're trying to do. But how much we're trying seems to be, as you said, falling on deaf ears. At every door we open, it's closed in our face. And I think that, you know, we must now, through the council, through the officials in the council, try and make sure that we get a meeting with the minister as soon as possible to see what can be done.
The time is now 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break. Sport with Oisín is coming up after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is coming up on 60 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll now go over to the sports desk and Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Daniel. We're going to start with League of Ireland football. Derry City have tied down Cameron McJanet to a new 2.5-year deal. The highly rated centre half will be around the Brandywell until the end of the 2024 campaign. After scoring his first goal of the season in the derby with Finn Harps last weekend, he becomes the 8th member of the squad to sign up on a long-term deal in recent months. On the international front, Northern Ireland women's manager Kenny Shields has apologised for comments he made following the 5-0 defeat to England in the World Cup qualifiers last night. This is what he said.
If you go through the patterns, when a team concedes a goal, they concede a second one within a very short period of time. Right through the whole lot, the whole spectrum of the women's game, because girls and women are more emotional than men.
Shields now says he's sorry for the offence he caused and that he's proud to manage a squad who are role models. Former Republic of Ireland captain Emma Byrne believes that the squad will be very unhappy with the comments that he made.
He's obviously thought about it, he's studied it, and because he's seen that maybe there's a lot of games that teams have conceded 2 goals in the short space of time, he's decided to put it down to a fact of, you know, it must be emotions for women. I know a couple of those girls and I know they won't be happy with that. So I'll be interested to see how that carries on.
In the Champions League, Ruben Dias could return for Manchester City in their quarterfinal second leg against Atletico Madrid in Spain tonight. The centre-back has missed the last 6 weeks with a thigh injury. City hold a 1-0 lead from the first leg. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. That's also the start time for the second leg of Liverpool's tie with Benfica at Anfield. The Reds are carrying a 3-1 advantage into the second game. Jurgen Klopp has no injury worries, but the manager wants his side to make a statement at Anfield tonight.
The main target is to be, again, I know that's a headline, let me say like this, being the one team nobody wants to play against and Benfica doesn't want to play against, like really aggressive in a football sense.
Antonio Conte is expected to be in the dugout for Tottenham's Premier League game with Brighton, despite testing positive for COVID-19. The Italian tested positive at the weekend and is likely to be cleared to take charge of Saturday's match. The 2022 Donegal Youth League gets up and running this evening with a full round of fixtures. There is 6 games in total starting tonight and will run until the 13th of July before the cup competitions start, which work their way right through until September. In the opening round of games this evening, which kick off at 6:30, Balbofey United play Drumbar, Ballyrain take on Caju, Gweedore Celtic are up against Drumkeen, Gweedore United play Milford United, Kilmacrenan Celtic will meet Letterkenny Rovers, and Mulroy Fanad will play Bunnygee United. It's semi-final night in the Connacht Under 20 Football Championship. Sligo face Roscommon at Marchevic Park, and Carrick and Shannon is the venue for Leitrim's meeting with Mayo. The Ulster Championship for both the seniors and the minors starts this weekend in Enniskillen. Holders and All-Ireland champions Tyrone go up against Fermanagh, while Donegal minor manager Luke Barrett will be keeping a close eye on the meeting of Fermanagh and Down. The winners of that game will play Donegal on Saturday week. Donegal will be at home if it's Fermanagh, but will have to go to Newry if Down prevail. It's a game Luke feels will be exciting.
Very much looking forward to it, so we are. Double header, and it's great for that minor. The experience they're going to come with, whoever comes out of that game the following week, having played in front of a full packed house in Fermanagh, that's going to be unbelievable for them. Very, very excited looking at them. I thought, in the league, we got over Fermanagh, felt they were very good on the day, and I think we scored a goal at the very start of the second half, kind of knocked them a little bit. A lot of quality in that team, and I have seen Down. I haven't really seen Down, but I've been hearing that they've got a lot of quality as well. So look, it's Ulster minor football. It's the best provincial minor championship in Ireland, where at any stage any player, any team could beat each other. So it's very exciting to see what happens on Saturday, but I'll be a welcome spectator, thankfully.
Long-term boxing promoter Bob Arum says he will not have any professional dealings with Daniel Kinahan again. The top-ranked boss is co-promoter of heavyweight champion Tyson Fury, to whom Kinahan has been an advisor. Arum previously called Kinahan an honourable man. Arum says he will honour the sanctions that have been imposed by the US government upon Kinahan and his connections. And he says Kinahan is not involved in Fury's upcoming bout with Dillian White.
I have partnered with Frank Warren of Queensbury, as we have in the past. And Frank and I, between us, said that we didn't want Kinahan to be involved in this. I think he tried through Frank to become involved, and we wouldn't allow that. Nothing to do with this, though. Nothing to do with the US government regulations.
Finally, to rugby. Jameson Gibson-Park has been cleared to play for Leinster in Friday's last 16 second leg against Connacht in the Champions Cup. A disciplinary committee ruled that Gibson-Park's infringement on Kieran Marmion in the first game at the sports ground did not warrant a red card. Leinster bring a 5-point lead into the match at the Aviva Stadium. And that's your sport. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning. Daniel.
Thanks, Oisin. An investigation is now underway into a possible gunshot fired in Derry overnight. Detectives investigating the incident in Ridgeway Drive last night are now appealing for witnesses. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
At 11:20pm, a report was made that a loud bang was heard in the area and a parked car had been damaged, possibly as a result of a shot being fired. Officers attended the scene where they carried out a number of inquiries. Police are appealing to anyone with information about this incident to get in touch. In particular, they want to hear from anyone who was in the Ridgeway Drive at around 11:20pm and noticed anything out of the ordinary, including any individuals acting in a suspicious manner, to contact them. The number to call is 101.
Inflation is expected to peak at 6.75% in the second quarter of this year, according to new Department of Finance figures. However, it also warns inflation could hit highs of more than 9% if oil prices increase by half and gas prices rise by 75%. The Stability Programme update notes the level of employment, however, is at its highest ever figure, with the number of people dependent on government supports dropping. The update lists 15 major risks to the economy, including the war in Ukraine, Brexit, supply chain disruption, and corporation tax changes. Also, the cost of an ageing population is beginning to bite, with the government estimating an extra 7 billion euro a year will now be needed to maintain existing public service levels by the end of this decade. And finally, mortgage interest rates here in Ireland are still the second highest in the Eurozone. New figures from the Central Bank today show the average home loan rate in the month of February was 2.75%. That's double the European average, and according to bonkers.ie, adds around 2,200 euros a year to the cost of living here. The only country with a higher average mortgage rate was Greece, while once again the lowest rate was found in Finland at 0.85%. And now the weather. It'll be dry for a time tonight with patchy mist and fog. There will be some clear spells, but cloud will build from the west overnight, bringing out breaks of rain and drizzle by tomorrow morning. Lows of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius overnight tonight. And now back to this evening's main news stories. Gardaí are investigating if two men found dead in separate murders in Sligo met their attacker online. Last night, the remains of 58-year-old Michael Snee were discovered at his home on Connaughton Road in Sligo, the day after the body of 42-year-old Aidan Moffat was also found in the town. Expect to get 50 euro off your gas bill and 70 euro off your electricity bill a year after VAT changes were confirmed by the government today. The Cabinet agreed a package of measures which also includes scrapping the 50 euro PSO levy and a 100 euro payment to be made to those on fuel allowance. The cuts to excise duty on petrol and diesel have also been extended until the budget in October. And finally, questions are being asked of Donegal County Council over major delays in the application process for the MICA redress scheme. A substantial amount of applications are said to be stalled at stage 1, while other families are waiting up to 9 months at stage 2. Those affected have expressed their frustration at the lack of progress, and today MICA campaigner Eileen Doherty believed the issue lay with the council. That's all from the news desk for now. We'll have news headlines again for you coming up at 6 o'clock, but until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Wednesday evening, April the 13th. The death has occurred of Eamon Kavanagh, Knockalla, Loddon, Buncrana. His remains will be reposing at his late residence from 9 p.m. this evening, Wednesday. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:15 a.m. to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for service at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Donations may be given to Buncrana Community Hospital, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Cathal Dunn, Dunimer Park, Dundrum, Dublin, and formerly of Balladurg, Letterkenny. Cathal's remains will be reposing at the family home at Balladurg, Letterkenny, tomorrow Thursday from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. and on Friday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rosary both evenings at 8 o'clock, with house private to family afterwards, please. Funeral from the family home at 11:15 a.m. on Saturday, going to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 12 noon funeral liturgy, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Interment afterwards to Conwell Cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred of Mary Frances Boyle, Winnie, Upper Belcrutch, Kincastle. Her remains will be reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this evening from 6 p.m. with rosary at 9 o'clock, and tomorrow Thursday from 4 p.m. with removal at 6 p.m. going to St Mary's Church, Kincastle, where she will repose overnight. Service on Friday at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Beth Casey, 54 Towncastle Road, Strabane. Remains reposing at her brother Hughie's home, 52 Towncastle Road, Strabane, this evening from 5 p.m. Funeral leaving her brother's home on Friday at 9:20 a.m. for funeral service in St. Joseph's Church, Glenmornan, at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Dan Reid of Alty Gort, Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. for service in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 1 o'clock. Cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. The service will be streamed live via St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon Facebook page. The house is private and no flowers, please. The death has occurred of John McElhinney, this coolie, Castlefin. Remains reposing at his home tomorrow from 11 a.m. Funeral leaving his home on Friday at 10:30 a.m. for 11 o'clock service in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The service will be streamed live via the St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon Facebook page. The death has taken place of Anne Bradley, ní Tuairis, 290 Bomini, Letterkenny. Anne's remains are reposing at her late residence. Wake today until 10 p.m. Funeral from there at 1:15 p.m. tomorrow Thursday afternoon. Going to St. Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for funeral liturgy at 2 p.m, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards to Conwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.